Bago po tayo dumako sa ating mensahe, ay nais kong magkaroon tayo ng pagmumuni-muni sa ginawa ng Panginoon sa atin sa loob ng 28 taon at ako'y humiling. Ito'y bigla ang kahilingan, pero sila'y nagpaunlak naman ng tatlong kapatid na kumakatawan sa tatlong dekada na kinapapalooban ng ating 28 taon, 80s, 90s, and 21st century. At sila ay aking tatawagin ng isa-isa upang magsabi ng kanilang mga nasaksihan, ng kanilang naranasan sa mga taon na kanilang ginugol sa atin bilang iglesia. At sa pamamagitan nito ay maibigay naman natin sa Panginoon ang tunay na pagkilala na siya ay nasa atin, that it has been His doings, and as the psalmist said, it has been the Lord's doings and it is marvelous in our eyes. Ang una kong tatawagin ay naging miyembro ng iglesia noong pang unang taon ng ating iglesia, 1980, tayo naging iglesia November 29, 1981, but he became a member 1982, kaya isa siya sa mga maagang miyembro ng iglesia, at bagamat for a while siya ay nawala, ngayon ay muli nating nakapiling, and he has a unique perspective of seeing what the Lord has been doing in our church. Tatawagin ko si Brother Nor Buno.
Kagaya na nasabi ni Pastor, I was a member of the church in way back 1982. I was barely 19 years old at that time. And naging member ako until mga 1986-87. And I slowly moved to San Pablo. Then I went back again, 1990s. My mission then was to take out my wife-to-be, Ning, and we were married in 1994. Somehow I lost track of the church in some details, but then I'm still in touch because I was a deacon then of San Pablo until recently. Now, as far as I can remember, the church then at here in Los Baños, ang memories ko would take me back to the year of 1980s. Year 1980s, yung panahon na yon, medyo magulo yon. Background nun, dito sa UP, yung time ng Marcos dictatorship, kamatayan ni Ninoy Aquino, and then the EDSA Revolution. And so with that background, merong isang church dito sa Los Baños, tinatawag pa namin ng Puritan Baptist Church, Pastor. And well, it started as First Fundamentalist Baptist Church at that time. Well, the church is very sound doctrinally. It has a good church practice. Yung practical godliness is being observed by the members of the church. And even when I went out of the church, we still look up to that UPLB church. And still remains as the pattern of the Reformed Church. But then there are things that I remember as this church is concerned. Una, nasabi ni Pastor lately, nasabi niya, what can a young pastor do to this kind of church? Ay, yung church na yon ay mga ano din yon, still wet in the ears. Ika nga, mga iba teenagers, iba, basta estudyante sila. Well, they may be intellectuals, but they are young, inexperienced. And at ang isa pa, itong ministry na ito, mostly nga, students ito, yung membership niya ay panandalian lang. Para silang mga, ang tawag ba dun sa kulisa, yung alitap, ano yan, it's an ephemeral in nature, yung kanyang membership. Sandali lang yan, mawawala na siya. Well, the ministry is focused on the student ministry. It's basically student ministry. Well, there are other ministries like children's ministry, merong mga outreach, meron din mga Bible studies sa mga professional, but it is basically focused on the student ministry. Nakita ko na rin yung, at that time, na-observe ko na rin na ginagawa ni na pastor yung Herald of Revival, nag-umpisa na yun. Actually, nag-umpisa siya dun sa isang malaking leaflet na tinatawag na Baptist Contender, and it evolved into Herald of Reformation. Hindi ko malilimutan yun kasi yung isang issue noon, naalala ko kami ni Brother Sammy Dignadise. Kami yung nagbuhat noon physically. dinala namin sa dito sa Los Baños. So that's natatandaan namin 'yon. Well, anong aasahan mo sa isang iglesia na mga miyembro ay estudyante? Siyempre kakaunti yung logistics niyan. Wala yung pera. And pag na-persecute pa yung mga yan, hihingi pa yun ng pera sa church para makapagpatuloy mag-aaral. Well, that's the reality. Logistics, again, building. Wala kaming building noon. Nasa AXI lang kami, nasa engineering. Minsan, i-announce lang sa amin, sa agronomy tayo. So, paikot-ikot kami. Ang isa lang lugar na kung saan fix na nag-meet kami is the Villegas apartment. Ang Villegas apartment, if you will imagine yung kanyang size ng floor area niya, yan langgit lang yan practically. And that's where we meet prayer meetings. So, no money, wala masyadong pera. Basically, yun ang aming status. And 80s is what I would call as formative years of that church, as far as I can see. Organizational, leadership-wise, even the doctrines and practices. At that time, discuss pa namin kung yung pwedeng uminom ng wine o hindi. Ang paniwala namin noon ay walang universal church, local church lang. Mga ganun nga issues. And we're discussing a lot of those things. We have some problems too, internal and external. We have cases of church discipline. But then, all in all, meron positive, may negative, but it still remains as a solid church in doctrines and practice. Now, as I've said, medyo na-lost track ako in some years, but then when I went back last year, 2008, I saw a different church 28 years later. And I found, as I look here, it's now a community, a family-based, more heterogeneous, unlike before na membership namin ni estudyante lang. At natutuwa ako kasi ito yung isa sa mga ninanasa namin noon. Kasi fans kami noon ng Puritans. Alam namin yung kanilang buhay noon. They family-based sila, community-based. Yung pinamumuhay nila yung kanilang mga religion sa kanilang negosyo, sa kanilang pag-aral, sa kanilang pamilya, and everything. And this is one of our frustrations. Kasi noong time na yon, pagka kami gumraduate na, kailangan umalis na kami kasi wala kaming pera na. Kaya tinatawag na kami ng magulang namin para magtrabaho na. And malungkot nun kasi walang trabaho dito sa Los Baños. So 1986, 1987, there's none here. No, nothing for us here to live on. Ang dilema yan sa amin, napakasakit yan. At torture yan kasi this is our haven of rest. This is our haven of rest kasi ito yung aming fortress, ika nga, sa aming spiritual life. And we have to make a leap forward na umalis kami. But we don't want that. Kasi we want to establish ourselves in this church, with this community. Eh, hindi pwede. And what our frustration is what I am seeing right now, is what you have. And siguro, kumbaga sa kay Moses, siguro yung natatanong-tanong ni Moses noon, yun yung tinatanong-tanong namin at nakikita ko ngayon. Baka yung iba sa amin na hindi nakapunta rito sa panahon na ito ay maluluha-luha sa nakita ngayon na you have the families with you have your friends with you. Actually, natutuwa kami doon sa mga kapatid namin, you have your career here with you and you have your church here. And I'm very glad that although hindi maganda yung aking nangyari last year, I was able to return with this atmosphere, and I'm very glad, and I see it again, and I see the dream that we had before. And as far as I can see, it contributes to the stability of the church. And isang bagay ito na pag ang isang church ay ganito ang orientation, is more stable than what we had before. And unang-unan yung dating ko rito, ang nakapansin niyo sa akin, nag-iikot ako dyan. Because in our nomadic years dito sa college, we don't have a place like here. So wala kaming ganitong kalaking lugar. And we long for that. We long for that. We long for that place. And we long to settle down in a building like this. I envy Los Baños when I was in San Pablo because our church is maliit lang. It has no majestic space like this. And I like it. It's really a pleasure to see, to worship God in such kind of an atmosphere. Although wala kayong aircon, but wala tayong aircon, as I said. Well, this Latin building is again is a fulfilled dream in our time, 28 years back. Well, I'm really old to say these things. The coverage of the ministry is vastly improved. Hindi siya ganung kalaki in the sense na, what can you expect of students? But they have, what we have then are dreams, big dreams. In fact, our dreams are bigger than ourselves at that time. But then, we have it now, and I'm very happy, and I'm very glad I saw it. The finances, sinasabi kanina, is, Brother Ike is saying, is, I think it's a tremendous improvement from what we had before. And we thank God for those things. Well, I think God has been very faithful to this church. As I saw it before and I saw it now, I see it now. thanks to Pastor Noel's leadership, sound leadership, and the loyalty of men and women here in the church. But the reason for all these things is, well, I'd like to turn back the pages of time again. In 1980s, what's the reason why this church remain as faithful to God and at the same time has improved a lot? Well, in 1980s, there was, it was, nare-recall ko, merong interview for membership ang isang applicant. No? She's not here anymore. And tinanong siya, galing siya sa isang church, an neo-evangelical church, and sabi niya, sabi sa kanya, hindi ko na matanda ko sinang tanong, maybe sino ba yung makulit noon, but then I forgot. Sabi niya, bakit ka lilipat dito sa church na ito? Why are you joining this church? Why this church? Sabi niya ganun. This lady, she's not intimidated. Ano? Sabi niya, she paused for a while and then sabi niya, well, it's not a perfect church, but I know that God is here. Yun ang sabi niya. A very simple answer. And to that, I remember those years at naalala ko na if there is anything that will guide this church, it's the presence of God. And up to now, I can still remember that. And by the way, that person is Ammanrique, yeah, who later on became Ampenpenko. And to me, that is that's a very sobering reminder to me that this church has remained faithful throughout all the years and God has prospered it because God has remained in this church. Well, after 28 years, it's an honor and a privilege that I am still a member. I'm now again a member of this church. I remained a royal blooded. my heart's still with this church. No matter where I go, I trace my roots. Thank you very much.
Okay, maraming salamat, Brother Nor. Our dreams were bigger than ourselves. That's a good way to describe what we were in the 80s. At nasabi rin niya yung isang problema noon ay after graduation, syempre nag-aalisan. Ang sabi namin noon, walang iwanan. Nakita ko na lang akong naiwan. as he has said, he was there in the 80s, we were dreaming. Now that he's back, he saw some of those dreams fulfilled. And we can only attribute to God yung katuparan ng mga pinapangarap natin yon at hindi tayo natatapos mangarap. We never cease to dream and we still continue dreaming that the Lord will see His name even more promoted through the ministry of this church. And of course, the church is very happy that the Buno family is back with us. Ang susunod kong tatawagin ay kakatawan sa 90s. Siya ay naging miyembro noong 1993, so 16 years. But those 16 years, I can tell you, are full of eventualities. They were eventful years. I call her the ultimate survivor. at siya'y patuloy na ginagamit ng Panginoon sa atin at naging bahagi ako sa maraming mga bagay na kanyang naranasan, at sa puntong ito ay tatawagin ko si Carol Medalia.
Kinakabahan ako. Biglaan kasi kanina lang sinabi ni Pastor. Anyway, ako'y bunga ng Campus Light Ministry. Yun yung student ministry at that time. I remembered, devoted Catholic ako, as in very devoted. The topic then was Ten Commandments. As a Catholic, of course, I had a view of it, of the Ten Commandments, only in its outward manifestations, not as God sees it, which is through the heart. It's when I realized my sinfulness in front of God. Ang buhay ko nung una'y hindi agad nakitaan ang bunga ng biyaya ng pagkilos ng Espiritu. Excuse that. Okay. I could call myself then as a Sunday church goer. While I was writing this, na-realize ko yung importance ng daily devotion and communion with God. We can't be sustained spiritually by just attending the church. Sa katunayan, ako'y nadapa, not just once, but more than once. By God's grace, He drew me back. I had been disciplined, not just once, but more than once. I could have attended other churches, but the Lord had really been so merciful and so gracious. Binigyan niya ako ng makapal na mukha para bumalik dito at lakas ng loob na magpatuloy sa pagdalo sa church. Kahit na every time I come here, I feel that I wish that the floor will open and swallow me up. Hiyang-hiya talaga ako. But God had really been so gracious. Binigyan niya ako ng puso na magpasakop sa church discipline. I had to make my public apology. It wasn't easy, you know. But through God's grace, I was able to do it. I remembered those times na umaattend ulit ako sa church. I found the break so long. Kung ngayon, yung panahon ngayon, yung break natin from worship to Sunday school, it would really torture me. Kasi I don't want any member going to me and talk to me. Kasi syempre, talagang hiyang-hiya ako sa ginawa ko. Naging totoo talaga sa buhay ko ang sinabi ng Panginoon, when sin abounds, grace much more abounds. Kundi dahil sa biyaya ng Panginoon, you wouldn't see me here. You wouldn't see me here now. Hindi niya ako binitawan kahit sa mga panahong ang iniisip ng marami ay I'm a hopeless case, hindi na magbabago. Siguro looking back, I wouldn't have also thought that I'll be where I am now. So, let this be an ano to everyone na wala talagang hopeless sa Panginoon, to those whom He wills to have mercy and save for His glory. God really works in mysterious ways. He removed all the things, the persons whom I love. So, I learned to depend entirely on Him alone. In the world's perspective, losing those is negative. At the time it happened, probably it was for me, kasi the pain was so great, I shed so much tears, but I do know it's a consequence of my sin. Though the pain was still there, I know it's for the good of my own spiritual being. And sabi nga sa hymn, yung sa hymn 114, His purposes will ripen fast, unfolding every hour. The bud may have a bitter taste, but sweet will be the flower. Truly, it was so bitter at the time, but the flower is so sweet now. I had no one that time. At that time, kasi nga, inalis ng Lord lahat ng tao sa buhay ko, to whom I will turn to, at saka yung mga minamahal ko, those who were really precious to me. So, what did I do? Through God's grace, He made me turn to His word for strength and comfort each day. He made me search His word for wisdom and strength each day. And in my search, I've come to know more of Him, His ways, His love, and how I ought to live my life. And He had taught me to really trust and obey Him. Na huwag nang umasa or gumawa ng mga sarili kong solution sa mga bagay-bagay, but to really obey Him and trust Him. Maraming dark moments, but these are really blessings as I now look back at them. Unang-una yung church discipline. For others, this might be negative. But in my case, this was truly a blessing to be disciplined. This was a restraining grace for me to sin further, a tool to tame my remaining pride. Kahit na nag-fall ako several times, may pride pa rin. It humbled me and it drew me more to the Lord, even on my own. At saka, the church, kagaya nung na-mention ko in the past, the church had really been pinakita rin talaga ng Lord kung paano nagmamahal ang Panginoon through the brethren despite the fall. As the years passed, no, even noon alam ko na, pero mas talagang na-internalize ko yung sinasabi sa Hebrews 12:5-6. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by Him. For whom the Lord loves, He chastens and scourges every son whom He receives. Gaya na mention ko earlier, I didn't fall once, but more than once. On my second fall, it was worse than before. Why? Kasi ma-attend na ako dito. I mean, it was longer. Eh hindi, basta mahaba. Imagine, nag-fall ulit ako. But it was still God's word who gave me the courage to stand up and continue. Sabi nga sa Proverbs 24:16, the righteous falls seven times and rises up again. And truly, God helped me do that. I couldn't live a life. Nung time na yon, I realized I couldn't live a life without God. So anong kailangan ko ulit gawin? Nag-fall ako, nahiya akong bumalik sa church, but ano ba dapat ko ulit gawin? Do what He commands. Stand up, do what I have to do, go back to church, go back to reading His word, go back to everything that helped me before when I stood up on my first fall. So, nakatulong din sa akin yung sa Philippians 4, sinasabi, forget those things which are behind and reach toward those things which are ahead. Siyempre, hindi ko naman kinalimutan yung mga pagkakamali ko. I learned from it. It's just that I don't dwell on those things anymore because it will cripple me from being productive now and giving glory to God. Isang naging mahalaga rin sa pagbalik ko is yung fellowship with the brethren. Gaya nang na-mention ko earlier, the church had been God manifested His love through the brethren. Pinakita ng brethren sa akin na they encouraged me, they prayed for me, they share with my struggles, without being condemned. I can freely share my struggles with them, knowing that they are also struggling the same way as I did. The way back wasn't easy. There were temptations. There were struggles with indwelling sins. But the Lord will really equip each one who falls and go back to Him. He made me faithfully attend the means of graces. Tinulungan niya ako to daily draw strength from His Word, to faith, to have the courage na ma-overcome yung hiya and everything, and focus more on Christ. Dito naging mahalaga ang pag-attend ng regular assemblies ng church, listening to the preaching of His Word, having fellowship with brethren, attending the prayer meeting, and lahat ng as a means of graces na binigay sa atin ng Panginoon. Sa lahat ng yon, napatunayan ko ang kadakilaan ng pag-ibig ng Diyos sa akin. Of course, this doesn't mean I have already attained or am already perfected. Kaya nga ng sinabi ni Paul sa Philippians. God continues to test my faith. Every temptation overtaken or have been victorious prepares me for higher temptations or mas mabigat na temptation. Looking at all that, I can't help but marvel and be amazed and can't help but praise God daily on how He had worked in my life. At walang dahilan para hindi ako manalig at manampalataya lalo sa Kanya. At walang dahilan din para maging complacent ako sa aking pananampalataya. Hindi ko alam kung ano pa ang layunin ng Panginoon sa akin. Sparing my life 3 times and still being here alive in front of you. Just recently, I'm gonna lose my life also. Pero hindi pa rin. So sana, ang prayer ko lang, I'll be able to leave a legacy to my children that will draw them to know more and fear God, and that my life will bring glory to God kahit gaano ko nadustaan yung pangalan niya nung nakaraan. Thank you.
Maraming salamat, Carol. As she was saying, a few days ago, she was very close to a cardiac arrest. Kaya minadali ko ng tawagin at baka biro lamang, Carol. Siyang nagsabi na siya'y nadapa. At nung siya'y madapa, ako'y kanyang pinatid dahil kinakailangan ko siyang sundan doon sa kanyang kinadapaan upang siya'y tulungang makabangon. Ito ay gawain ng iglesia. Ito ay patuloy na panawagan ng iglesia. As I was saying this morning in our message, hindi natin dapat natalikuran yung mga nahulog, pumalya, nanlalamig o nanghihina. And she is one of the reasons why I believe that church discipline works. Sometimes people tell me, if you practice church discipline, you will just drive away people. I say to them, you don't know people in the church who have been disciplined. And of course, since Carol admitted to that, she is one of those attestations. Even when the church practices discipline, it is not to condemn, it is not to drive away, it is to help, it is to heal the wound, it is to bring them up. She quoted Proverbs 24:16, the righteous falls 7 times and rises again. At ito ang isang patotoo dapat na nakikita natin na nangyayari sa isang iglesia. Ang uli kong tatawagin ay kumakatawan sa 21st century, kaya pinakabata. At siya ang bagamat mahaba na ang kanyang panahon sa pananampalatayang Kristiyano, it was only in recent years that he has answered to the Lord's call to be a member of the church. But even in those years, we have seen his maturity and how the Lord has been using him. Tatawagin ko si Dean Rex Cruz. Yan ang pinakabata.
Salamat, Pastor. Yan ang pinakagusto kong sinabi ni Pastor araw na to. Sa totoo lang, wala akong hinanda na preparadong sasabihin sa inyo kasi sabi sa akin ni Pastor, 5 minutes lang. So, kung alam ko lang yung 5 minutes ay dollar pala yun. sa totoo lang, kung ano man yung konting inisip ko kanina, pinaghandaan ko, nalimutan ko na dahil dahil sa narinig ko kay Brother Nora at kay Carol, no? Totoong nakakapang ano yun, nakakamangha, no, ang kabutihan ng Panginoon, no? And siguro sinabi ni Pastor, matagal-tagal na rin ako sa ano, sa pananampalataya, no, and simula yan noong early 80s, no, many years ago, many years ago. but yung time na yon na simula nung ako naging Kristiyano hanggang siguro hanggang nag-PhD ako sa Amerika, no, wala akong simbahan, eh, no. So in other words, lumaki din ako sa para church, no. Kagaya ng karamihan na nagdaan sa UP, no, para church. But then siguro ano, eh, siguro yung kamay ng Panginoon, eh, makikita ko na yan ay naando doon na simula pa nung college kami. College ako, no. Ah, hindi na pala ako college, no. college pa sila Ike, no. Kasi nung time na sila Ike ay college pa, ako ay nagtuturo na, no. Ay alam niyo bang palasimba kami noon? Hindi lang kami Sunday church goer, kami ay daily church goer. Panata namin yan noon. Araw-araw kaming sumisimba sa St. Therese, no. And walang palya yan, hindi kami pumapalya kasi pag pumalya kami, feeling namin eh malaking pagkakasala yan, no. But anyway, palagay ko ginamit ng Panginoon yun, ano, to somehow bring to my consciousness, no, na kailangan may simbahan, no. Pagkagaling namin sa US noon, pagbalik namin dito sa Pilipinas, matagal-tagal din na hindi rin kami umattend ng, ano, ng church hanggang sa naimbitahan kami noon ni Ike and sa ABC. And no, habang nando doon kami, somehow, you know, na-feel ko na kailangan, pero hindi rin kami nag-miembro. Matagal din kaming guest sa guest-goer, matawag doon. Guest-goer. Sa EBC, no, matagal din 'yon. Siguro mas matagal pa, more than 5 years din siguro 'yon. Hanggang sa lumipat na rin sila Ike dito, no, naghanap-hanap din sila. Doon pa rin kami naiiwan, no, for some time. And then anyway, nung naging miyembro na dito si Ike, inimbitahan din kami, no. Yung unang mensahe ko kay Pastor, ito talaga yung gusto ko lang i-share, at ito yung mahalaga sa, no, sa naging experience ko dito sa Grace, no. Unang narinig ko si Pastor noon is pagkatapos ng message ni Pastor, ang nasabi ko sa sarili ko, good stuff. This is good stuff, no. Kasi hindi pa ako nakarinig ng mensahe, no, na parang yung sa tingin ko yung ang linaw and binabalikan ko 'yon, no? Pag binalikan ko yung sa Biblia, parang walang ano, eh, walang sabit pala ganun, ano. Kahit anong isipin ko, no, sabi ko tama, no, tama. Sabi ko, this is good stuff. Sabi ko ano, no. And habang sumunod, no, sabi ko sige, attentively kami doon, no, sunod na 'yon. And every time na makikinig ako ng mensahe ni Pastor, no, laging sinasabi ko, ba't hindi ko nakita yan? Bakit? Paano nangyari? Hindi ko ata kita yan. No, no, no. I mean, it's really something, you know, if you really search the word, no, with the right heart and the right spirit, no, makita mo talaga yung ano, yung talagang tunay na mensahe, lulutang, you know. And I think yan ang isa sa naging naging dahilan kung bakit eventually naging member kami kasi sa tinagal-tagal ng ano ng kumbaga pinaninindigan ko pa rin na hindi kinakailangan maging miyembro ng iglesia na para ka maging isang Kristiyano, kung ikaw ay isang Kristiyano. Yan ay unti-unting nabuwag, no, sa mga mensahe na narinig namin, no, galing kay pastor, no. And matagal kasi yun na nga, no, gumulang ako sa para church kaya yung loyalty parang hirap eh, no. Hanggang ngayon member pa rin ako pero yung nag-iba na ang commitment ko, nag-iba na ang priorities ko, no. So ang priority na siyempre ngayon ay iglesia na, no. And I think ang krusada na ngayon ay dapat miyembro ka na talaga ng isang iglesia. Now, ano naman yung nakita ko? Ano naman yung nakikita kong parang ano ba yung impact or result nung itinuturo ng tama yung salita ng Diyos sa pulpito, no? I think doon lang makikita mo na yan eh. Makikita mo na ang ebidensya niyan sa mga ministeryo, no? Makikita mo na ang resulta niyan sa relationship, no, ng mga miyembro. And sabi ko hindi ano eh, hindi artificial yung makikita mo na, you know, sinasabi mo okay, yung relationship is tama, no, maganda yung dynamics it's sa loob ng, no. And I do believe that is not because of personality, no, but that is because it is an outflowing of the correct foundation of the church, no, which is really teaching the pure word of God, no. So naniniwala ko na matibay yan, no, and the order and everything and the discipline, no, those are founded correctly and strongly on the word of God. So sabi ko, narinig ko si Brother Nora tsaka si Carol na nagpatutuo, no. Sabi ko, hindi nga kami nagkamali, no, ng pagpili ng iglesia, no. Nagdududa pa ba ako, no? hindi. I mean, yung sabi ko, ito yung ano, ito yung makikita mo na yung mga affirmations ng ganito, no, that everything in the church may meron pang mga weaknesses, but makita mo that the foundation is correct and strong, no. So and of course naniniwala din ako na sa linaw at sa tama ng pagtuturo ng salita ng Diyos, no, ang ating mga binhi, ang ating mga anak ay sooner or later sa awa ng Panginoon, no, nawa ay maging maliwanag din sa kanila yung mensahe na ipinangaral ni pastor sa tuwing linggo, no. So yun lamang, pastor, ang gusto kong sabihin. Maraming salamat, at ako ang pinakabata sa nag-share sa hapong ito, pero sige, tama na yun.
Okay, maraming salamat, Brother Rex. Isang bagay na sana'y mulit-muling pinapatunayan na ang what should be the main attraction in a church of the Lord Jesus Christ is the Word of God. And that should be something that should be confirmed by everyone's testimony ng kapag siya'y nagdesisyon na maging miyembro ng iglesia. Ito ay dahil sa salita ng Diyos at sa kumbinsido siya sa doktrina at pagtuturo na kanyang naririnig, at ito ang sanay gaya ng narinig natin kay Rex ay pinapatunayan ng sarili nating karanasan. So maraming salamat sa mga nagpatotoo na nagbigay sa atin ng some highlights of what the Lord has been doing in our church in the past 28 years, at bilang paghahanda rin sa ating mensahe, tayo ay dumulog sa Panginoon sa panalangin.